At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
Yes, yes, welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. I'm Johnny Carey.
I'm Michael Hamilton, and it's 2 weeks on a trot.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That with a consistency.
You know what I mean? Season two. We're here. So for that, 2 weeks on a trot, you might as well smash the like button. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, just click it right now. Genuinely, do you know what? Actually, shall we just wait?
We'll wait, because you're going to be brain rotting anyway, so you might as well
genuinely
just like the video, sit down, relax your mind, because there's nothing better than watching a long form content, because clips are ruining your brain.
It actually is.
Unless there are clips, yeah.
Genuinely, if you want a brain rot to Good Enough Podcast, definitely go ahead. But clips are ruining our lives. This is one of the topics that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's true.
About the small dopamine addictions that we're getting from TikTok, Insta Reels, YouTube Shorts. Genuinely.
I mean, unless it's from us.
We're excluded.
But to be fair, we're talking about the mainstream of how, like, I am actually more addicted to my phone than I ever have been.
Yeah, we literally spoke about this briefly.
Last episode, we wanted to talk about it
today because it's actually affecting me and Johnny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to touch up on this because I said it the other day. I don't enjoy certain things in life anymore because of this.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah. Because the dopamine receptors in your brain, I've got so used to but just doing that while sucking on your vape. That's cancer for your head.
I'm taking a shit at the same time sometimes, bro.
So you're getting fucking some rectum fucking, what's it called? The G-spot. Your G-spot is definitely
G-spot going off. Don't lie to me and say you haven't done it.
I actually ain't done that.
Took a shit out of vaping.
I don't smoke vapes. Really? Oh, yeah. Unless someone's got one, I'll have a little.
If you've done that before, I'm not
bad like that.
I'm just open with it, brother. I've done it. And I've known a couple of the man that have done it. So I'm not alone in
this. Having a shit feels pucker, though.
One of the best feelings in the world.
Having a shit is pucker, though. Sometimes when you badly need one, yeah? Not even in like that, like, not. Don't make it sexual. It's not a sexual thing. Because I know what you're thinking. Yeah, it's not that. When you need a shit, that is that, oh, mate. And you just, you know, the ones that proper just comes out smooth. No, you don't need no wipes.
Just get good to go.
Just comes out. It's actually sparkling, shining in it. Ding, ding. We're so clean.
Nah, to be fair, I was actually talking about this literally yesterday with my sister. I said, "Well, having a shit is actually a very good feeling." That
correct me if we're wrong, but apparently, I said, "Don't just make it sexual." And we got a G spot on our ass. Girls don't.
Yes.
So apparently, when girls have a shit, it just feels like shit coming out of them. There's nothing pleasurable about it. For us, it's like, oh fuck. Like, it's actually like banging. It is.
No, bro,
it actually is banging.
It genuinely is. Yeah. Should we research it?
Go on. And even when like, say you've got a bad belly and like, or you've eaten something really hot and your belly's fucked and you wake up at like 5 a.m. you're like, like, you know, you're in bed and you're thinking, I've got to get this out. And when you finally let it out, even though it's burning your arsehole, you've got bad ringstone, you just feel like, like, you're actually like deflated. That poison's out of me.
I've been there. Yeah. You're a bit tender.
I have about 2 shits a day. Three shits a day.
I've already had about 3.
I wake up, first thing I do when I go out my bedroom, go downstairs, have a pony. Then I go downstairs, I'll have a cup of Rosie Lee, and then I'll fucking go back upstairs and have another shit.
What, 2 on a trot?
Yeah, the caffeine.
The caffeine just sends it down.
Yeah, but that's what gets me out of bed, is because I'm busting for a pony.
Is it?
Swear down.
Also, it's because I'm busting for a piss.
Oh, both. When I piss non-stop, bro.
There's no way.
I get up for the night and piss like four times.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't piss at all. Easy. But there's no way you wake up in the morning and you're like, every morning you're dying to go shit.
Yeah.
What time do you eat at night?
Not that late. Like probably like eight latest.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. That's good time. You're not supposed to eat past that. Really,
I think my body flushes it out. Well, don't know. I piss constantly as well. I think it might have something to do with, how about this, yeah? You don't know this about me, actually. This is an exclusive. So everyone, well, not everyone knows, but some people might know I've got one kidney in it. Obviously, you knew that.
Yeah, I know that.
A lot of the internet knows that as well because the Beta Squad video. But yeah, so my kidney is actually not in my back.
Where is it?
It's behind my bladder.
So do you reckon it's pushing up against it?
Yeah, I reckon.
And it's making your bladder.
I don't know. But I piss constantly, like all the time. But then it's mad, yeah? All right, boys, tell me if you get this. Because listen, I'm not a shy person. I'm quite confident in myself. I'm not insecure. Like, if I'm in a changing room, I don't mind about whacking it out and getting changed. It doesn't bother
David
me.
David Lawyer's,
yeah? We're grown ass men, yeah? Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be looking at you. Like, you're not looking at me. It doesn't bother me, you know what I mean? But if I go into a urinal, and I walk into a toilet and I need to piss, bro, if there's even one person in there next to me or there or something, I just can't slash.
No, no, no. That's urinal etiquette as a man. You got to know this. We can even test it right now, yeah? There's three urinals in front of you. Let's say all three of these cameras are urinals, yeah? Urinal A, urinal B, and urinal C, yeah? I'm in urinal A. Where are you going? C.
Of course.
Right? Now, if I'm in urinal B, what are you doing?
Probably waiting.
Waiting, exactly.
Probably waiting.
You're waiting.
Because stage fright is so mad. It's so mad because, like I said, if I'm having a piss, I couldn't give a fuck if you actually looked at my Corey. It's more the fact that it's like a mental block.
Yeah, I get it
with everyone. Yeah. Like everyone. I can't wee if I'm at the urinal. But then I'll go in the cubicle, I can leave the door open.
Yeah.
I don't care. Winter Wonderland's the worst. Oh my God. But I'd actually be busting for a piss when I'm drinking beer, going to the toilet, seeing it's absolutely rammo and thinking, mate, like, come on. And I stand there at the urinal and I'm like, trying to push it out.
Because there's someone there you can't.
But no, it's packed. And I just can't. And it's like, what the fuck, bruv? I actually can't get it out.
It's a mental block,
bro. It's a weird. It's a mental block. Anyone else get that bad? I get it bad.
I don't get that bad.
I get it bad.
I can pee.
I know I can't. And then I go back out and I think, oh, fuck it. I'll just hold it. And then I'm busting.
Again.
And it's like, I need a wee so bad. Like my bladder is pulsing, but I can't get it out. And it's like, why can't I get it out? And I have to wait for a cubicle just so I can
just
stand there.
Then
I have to close the door. Just have to, it's so weird.
That's a mental thing.
So weird.
That's a mental thing. But everyone knows about urinal etiquette. You gotta leave space for a man to do his thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to. Girls don't have that problem.
We doing it.
We doing it.
Don't be standing next to me.
Standing next to man when I'm pissing, bro. I don't know how we got
nice cock. Nice cock, pal.
Imagine one day. That would give me, that's it for me. Oh. I'll never piss in public toilets again.
Oh, God, your diet is shit, mate. Because your piss is golden,
isn't
it?
Piss is just gold. Bro, can you imagine the moment... I pray that never happens in my life because I'll never be able to use a public toilet.
No, I don't think my piss is like that unless I've been out. Piss at home.
No, someone just commented on my shit. Like on my, someone commented on my piss. Sorry.
Someone commented on your, commented, like as my, in commented.
Like
yeah.
Commented on my piss.
See, that's how fucking brain rotted with social media I am. I thought you meant commented. You just took a video of your piss and someone's commenting on it.
Nah, someone commented on me while I'm taking a piss. I'll never use it again. I don't know how we got to this from men having a G-spot in their ass, but yeah, we get strong pleasurable sensations. Oh
What's the O for?
Obviously it's the prostate that's our G-spot, yeah. It's involved in sexual function. It produces part of the fluid in semen, which is right, never mind about that, hold on.
Wait what?
A different type of sexual feeling compared to penis stimulation.
Yeah, we knew that.
I don't know, bro. I'll be honest, mine just hurts from time to time.
What?
Yeah.
What's something you want to tell us?
I don't know, you know, bro, because I was researching it. Nah, seriously. I was researching it because honestly, my dad...
You had Fergus round recently.
My dad has prostate cancer, innit?
Yeah, so my dad had it as well.
Yeah.
Remember, yeah.
But then like a lot of men get that, right?
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, I will have it, you know.
I reckon I will.
It's like a 1 in 10 men right? chance. And especially
if you're black, it's higher.
Bro, you're fucked.
Then. I promise you.
If you're
black, your dad has it. You've got, so like if your dad has it, it's like a 1 in 2 for you to have it. So
yeah, you just want
you or Joe could get it pretty much. Think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And if you're black and your dad has it, it's like
You're getting it. Yeah. You ain't got a choice.
So it's more a thing of like when.
Yeah, you just keep getting it checked.
Keep it checked, but then they
not,
won't.
Not now,
they
you're
won't
too young,
they
you're
won't,
too young.
Yeah, they won't
it's when you're like 50.
Yeah, they won't let me get it checked now because I was like, look, your prostate actually, this is good for the boys actually.
Yeah, oh, get your arsehole checked, boys.
Yeah? Your prostate grows as you age, innit? But they say that the first check you should do is when you're around 40, yeah? Because, and then when you're like 50 is when it's like prime age, like prime, it's like the size of that, bruv. But like, right now it's about a P. Do you know what I mean? So it's like,
it's got to fill out to the RIM.
Yeah, yeah. So, boys, get that checked. And genuinely, mine does hurt though, sometimes.
Like what? What does it feel like?
Johnny, bruv. I can't even explain it. Do you know?
Or when it like goes a bit like sharp and you feel it like in your piss hole a little bit as well.
No.
What's that?
No.
Like when you've got like an itch.
That's something else, chlamydia. Bruv, you got to clap. I don't know.
So when you got an itch, I can't. My chat's constantly itchy. I've probably got worms.
I don't know. Mine's calm, but it's not that. Bro, I can only explain it to you like this, yeah? You see where your gooch is?
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah. I've had that before.
Like,
like a spasm, it hurts. Not all the time. I've had that before, though.
I've had it, like, it doesn't hurt all the time.
That's the feeling I'm on
every few months.
That's the feeling. It's like a nerve thing.
Yeah, but it's not my piss hole.
No, I've had it before. Like, you see how your nose and your ears are connected on your throat. And sometimes if I've got an itchy ear and I can't reach it, I go.
Yeah.
Right, it itches
right.
Same for there. My arsehole, my piss hole. My arsehole's really itchy sometimes. It's like, ah. So I can feel it, like, mentally maybe. Even when I'm nowhere near touching it, I can feel it, like, as it's all connected.
Hey, this episode's gone left, but I love it.
I told him on the car journey up here, I said, I can't lie, we're just talking about anything.
Johnny
now.
Said today.
Like, I said, let's make it classic, because what we used to do is just come on here and just have conversations like we're off camera. And fire some topics at the same time.
This is the kind of shit that me and Johnny would be talking about at mine.
Yeah.
So we said today, Johnny said today, it's one of those episodes. Don't even bother like-
Apologies for these as well. I've just clocked, Jesus, they need an iron.
What?
These.
Oh, don't worry about that, what the hell?
Need to get
I've probably got a couple of holes in my socks right now.
Need to get the iron on it.
But yeah, no, brother, it hurts, bro. So what, are you telling me you get the same pain? I'm talking about in your gooch, bro. Johnny, nah, come on.
Sorry.
That was actually jank.
Sorry, I'm on a jolly up.
You can't do that.
This is my house. This is my show. I do what I like.
This episode is going to be so good to edit, by the way. But
I do what I want.
Are you telling me you can feel the same thing? Yeah. You can feel the same thing.
What?
I just want to confirm that you can feel the same thing. So I feel less bad, basically, is what I'm saying. You feel the same thing in your gooch.
No, I don't love you like that, Michael.
No, do you actually though, Johnny?
Feel the same thing in my gooch? Yes, I do, bruv. Yeah.
And it kind of feels like, like that sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the nerve thing.
Yeah.
It's like on your gooch and then like you feel it up your back.
Not up my back.
No, not your back, but internally it feels like it's shooting up.
Yeah. Amazing. I'll be honest. Do you know what I mean? If I'm going down, you're going down with me, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's basically all I've... That's all
you
I've
just got to go doctors, get a finger in a salot, should be all right. I've had that before.
Ah!
What? It's not nice. Finger up the chad, like, by the doctor. Oh, yeah. No, but don't get me wrong. And like early teen days, you like experimenting and shit. I've had like tongue... fucking thumb and like that, but it's not really a bit of me. I don't want no girl going near my arsehole. You don't want to go down there, babe. Fucking hell. Like, it's bare hairy and that, like, ain't that, bruv. Definitely just boots, innit? Like, I'm a man. Like, yeah. Wash it all you want, it's a chad. You know what I mean? And there's fucking hair all around it and that, like, and I ain't shaving my bottle, bruv.
Wash it all you want, it's a chad.
It definitely has some sort of musk, innit? Without a doubt. Oh. But I'd play a burst chad, like, because it's clean and like, you know what I mean. I went to the doctors, yeah. And what was I being tested for?
What kind of mood is it today, bro? Yeah, go on. You went to the doctors.
I don't even remember.
You just wanted a finger.
Excuse me, I've got problems with my ass. What way? I don't know. You're gonna
have to check. I've
got a clamp out.
Please check.
Look at that. In my ass, open it up. Looks down at the fucking light.
And then the doctor walked in after.
Word.
Nah. Do you know I've had something up my ass before. I wasn't by a doctor.
Dick.
Nah. But it proper resembled one, I'll be honest. It was nah. Do you know what a colonic irrigation is?
You told me this before. And it was like when you needed to get yourself flushed out.
Yeah. Brother. Oh my God. She's like this. I'll just, oh mate. She was like, I don't know why I wanted to do it. And then the thing is, I took the advice of doing it from one of my mates. He's like, do it, set it, like.
Oh, she didn't have a problem?
No, I didn't have a problem. I just thought, he's like, you feel real good after your skin gets better because all your guts cleared out.
Yes. Like, I remember, I know what it is now. Yeah. So basically it's like it's almost like, in the sense of like getting a B12 shot, it's like a healthy thing that you can go get it and it basically washes out your whole system.
Yeah, but you do it for your ass.
Yeah. So they shove water up your ass basically, innit? They flush out your whole system.
Yeah.
And it's meant to make you feel like light really good. And refreshed.
So I've done that, but the process, she's got, I remember getting on the bed and she's like, lie down to the side with your legs like that.
That's what I
do. And lift one leg up. Right? So I'm laying down, this woman right there by my
cock in it.
And I'm just there with one leg up in the air like this. Yeah? And she's got this thing out, Johnny, bruv. It was about that big. And it was about like that. And I've gone, what? Like, I'm thinking to myself, nah. In the end, I just had to turn away because I was thinking there's no chance that's going up me. I was like, that's got to be the casing for it or something. Like, bruv, it was that. So as I'm like this, she started putting up there. I'm grabbing the grabbing the end of the bed like that. It wouldn't go in. Do you know what she had to do? Vaseline it. Oh my God.
I bet I felt disgusting.
And she was going like this, wringing it up, like twisting it so it got out there, bruv. I couldn't believe it, Johnny, bruv. I couldn't believe. I was thinking, what am I doing? I've paid for it though, so I'm
sitting. What did it feel like when the water got shut?
Horrible.
Was it?
It basically feels like every 20 seconds, you've got the biggest shit that you need to take.
Really?
Because all it does is it fills up your colon and that's where all your shit goes. Yeah, so it's like, imagine if it's full of water, you get that sensation that I need to go shit. But what they tell you is you can't push. Because if you push, what you're doing is you're going to push the whole thing that, the whole hose that she just put up you comes out and plus you're just going to be pissing
shit
out your ass.
Yeah, pissing out your ass, yeah.
So you got
to. So where does the water go after?
So there's another tube that she puts in underneath that tube and that sucks the water.
God, you must have some space.
You know what I mean?
Fucking hell.
And all the shit comes out as well and it goes through and you can see it all coming out and that. And you're like, oh my God, that's been inside me. Like,
fuck that. I don't want to see that shit. And then literally.
And then when you're finished, she's like, right, now you've got to sit on the toilet for a bit. Brother, I promise you now, I was sitting on there for about 15 minutes. No
being
joke.
Sick out your ass.
Just piss coming out. Just like a whole of clear water coming out my ass for about 15 minutes. I was just sitting there and it was just all falling out. Constant stream. It was mental, bro. Felt good after though.
I had the same thing, but it was red, man.
Ooh.
No, I'm joking. I got tested fucking, mine was for piles, I think it was.
Did you have them?
Yeah.
How'd you get them?
They're just like little cysts in your ass. I think it's just from straining. But I don't even strain. I think it might be from spicy food because I eat a lot of spicy food. I don't have them now, but I've had them before. And you have to, I think I've told this story before, you have to get like a little
suppository.
And there's me in the mirror. Like that. And then I'd put it in, yeah. And then no joke, because I didn't want to put my fingertip up my ass, it would just go and shoot out like, across the room, bro. Like, fuck, I have to grab it again and proper like, you have to go at least that like, finger depth your arsehole sucks it up, innit? You have to, otherwise it won't go up. It's not a nice experience. And then after you always got, after you've washed your hands, you got to make sure there's no stench in it.
I'm fucking crying.
Have to. That's the reality of it, though, boys. Like, if you got piles, what are you doing? You just shit him. I shat so much blood. Like, no, like it looked like a crime scene, bro. I shat bare, like I was dying. Look
dying.
In the toilet, you would have gone, cool, we ain't got long.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna throw up. Wait,
It was like bare blood. So, I'd say like that much blood.
Oh
like,
my god, Johnny, bro.
I looked at it, I was like, what the fuck, bruv?
Oh,
oh my god. Oh. And then I Googled it. I shit myself, bro. Literally, like I fucking thought, mate. One quick time on ChatGPT, what the fuck is wrong with me?
He's got the thing in his and it just flies out.
Like a catapult.
Why does it go that far?
I don't know. Because I'm thinking to myself,
like, wait, so look, are you telling me it's gone in there and then you've took your finger off it and it's catapulted across the room?
Yeah, because obviously pretty mentally I don't want it going up.
So
I don't
you just
know.
Forced it out.
No, but it's just your arsehole was like unpuckers, didn't it? What was I saying? I don't know. It's like a vacuum. It's got to get past this one little bit because there's two vacuums. It's either come back out your ass or it's going into your bladder.
Yeah.
And you got to get it just to there so it just sucks it down. Yeah.
Sent it flying across the room.
Yeah, it does.
It's got to go and get it and try again. You
know, and I didn't use the same one. It fell on the carpet. I used a different one. Even though it's my arsehole, I still got to switch up because they're like quite soft and they get like, yeah.
Yeah, they'll have that shit stuck in there.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know how funny this is? It's gone so off topic. You know we had topics to talk about where 23 minutes in all we talk about is arsehole.
Rissole. Absolute rissole, isn't it?
Should we go through some of the topics? Bro, I'm crying, bro. That's just so funny, man.
All right, so what we did want to talk about in this episode is how we was to start. We didn't start how we meant to go on, but we are now, we're returning.
No, I'm sorry, hold on. I'll watch the Shits and Gigs episode this morning. There's no way is it funnier than this.
So is that a send? Is that a send?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
On to you.
Come on the pod, though.
Yeah, come on the pod, though.
Come on the pod, though.
If you don't, then we're on to you. Nah, fucking... what was he saying? Oh, yeah, so... Have you seen in Australia? I don't actually know how recent news this is, so someone's going to go, oh, that happened fucking ages ago. I just found out about it recently, yeah? Tell a lie, I didn't. I just thought it was a thing in England and it's not yet. So you see in England, yeah, how they now, if you try and sign into Cornhub or anything you have to actually fill in your ID.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So stop. It's basically to stop under 16s accessing them websites. And basically in Australia, they already enforced it that under 16s basically can't access social media. So say, for example, I think this is how it works. So in Australia, if you're now under 16, you can't have an Instagram account.
It's
up to Instagram to enforce that. So social media companies can be fined. I think it's something like up to $37 million if they basically let you on and you are a child. So I don't know what measures or protocols they take to stop us going, not me, I'm fucking 27, mate.
But like, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, I see it now. I looked it up.
I don't know what measures they're taking, but somehow it must be something to not let these kids...
It says, as of December 2025, children under 16 in Australia are officially banned from accessing major social media platforms, including Instagram, to protect them from online risks. Existing accounts for users under 16 have been deactivated, and new accounts cannot be created. Parental consent does not allow access and enforcement is ongoing.
I think that's good.
So that they're saying,
I'm for it. I'm for it.
Do you reckon a quick VPN and it's done though? Like,
that's the thing. That's what I do. Just quick little VPN. But there's got to be, if you're under 16, well, to be fair, under 16s probably do know what a VPN is really like.
Come on, bro,
niece is like 7 and she knows how to use an iPad better than my dad. Mean?
Literally, they know exactly what, how to get far. Quick
but
VPN.
I am for it, yeah, because I think we are kind of biased because I think we was the last generation to grow up and only really have technology towards fucking late teenagehood, really.
Yeah, facts.
Like, I didn't really, I had a bit of MSN and that, and you know what I mean? But even when I was like 15, 16, Instagram was just...
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
It was just like, oh yeah, I'll upload pictures.
It's just
I used
there,
to do pictures
it?
Like that.
Yeah, literally, deep fried ones.
Swear on, I used to do that.
And you ever used to do the deep fried fix?
What's that?
Where you put a bare filter on it and just...
Yeah, sepia, and then I used to put the sharpness all the way up.
That's it, deep fried, bro.
Yeah.
You just fry your pics from bare filters.
Terrible. Put one up on the screen now. I remember I've got one. I'm going to send you.
Oh, I'm going to go on. I'll stop it.
Put it up on the screen now. This was what I was rocking like.
I'm telling you, bro. But it was good then. Like, as in, grab was calm.
There wasn't, Instagram now is, and we all fall.
We're not acting like we're innocent from it.
Yeah, yeah,
like, we're in the mix.
But Instagram now is just kind of almost not real life.
It's definitely not
real life. It's very like, I think as a boy, you're always going to look at other people and think he's got so much more money than me. He's doing this, he's doing that. Mm. There's always comparison. And I think with a girl, it's definitely to do with how you look and just the whole ideology on how, well, if you're a young girl, you're looking up to people on, I don't know, I'm not a woman in it, I'm not a girl. So, yeah. But I know with men, I definitely look through and you compare yourself to a lot of things.
I do. I like, but there's a trap for everyone. There's genuine trap for everyone. There's as a man, sometimes you might even look at, bro, everyone, PTs. There's PTs that are on gram selling courses, but they're taking shit to modify their body. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they said, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm all natty. And they're doing, like, you're looking at someone's body, you're looking at someone's car, you're looking at someone's, where they live, you're looking at their fucking hair, you're looking at, like, their drip and everything. It's like, bruv.
And it's like, it's not healthy for kids. I don't think so. Especially the brain rot stuff. Like, TikTok is a whole nother, that it's short form content. Long form content is now, it's not in the past, of course, but it's so much less popular than short form. You know, like, you see all these streamers, they're all fucking, everyone knows all the big Kick streamers, all the big Twitch streamers.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you if I've watched the stream once in my life.
Nah.
But it's all because the clips.
Bro, off the long, off the short form.
It's all clips.
Yeah.
So it's like that patience of just 30 seconds, that's what it's come to now. And I feel like it's destroying drive a little bit.
It does.
Because you're so used to getting a dopamine hit at the click of your fingers, no one wants to get up and go. And if you're already tarnishing kids' brains like that from the jump,
they're cooked when it comes to adult. You know what I mean? I'll be honest.
Exactly. Like, we done all right, and I didn't have really social media till I was like 16.
Yeah, even if we had it, we didn't care for it though. Like, no. We didn't, like,
BBM.
As in, I had BBM. Like, don't really care. Like, you see how now there's a different feel to it than, like.
Yeah, my phone sucks me in now. It's actually like you got to pull yourself away.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to not.
I feel like Australia are doing the right thing there.
Yeah,
it's just like they're trying to save the youths. Trying to save the kids.
Yeah.
We are.
Look at AI, bruv. It's fucked. Yeah. Like, like, there's obviously pros about AI. I use it day to day just to, like, kind of assist me in what I'm doing. It basically just stops you from thinking, though. It does. It's laziness. It's quick answers to stuff. But the dark side of it is that all in the space of like a year, we can now replicate images which are exactly, bruv, they are basically near enough real life.
Deepfakes.
Like, before that, you'd always be able to tell if something's fake. Imagine your kid is on something and it's like it's almost like taking away the specialty of humans in a way. Like, you might see some AI video of, I don't know, a geezer jumping up and doing 4 front flips and then falling to the ground and scoring a goal on a football pitch or something unrealistic, yeah? As a kid, you see that, and because it looks so real, you're now expectations of what you think. Like, it becomes less special. Like, for example, if someone, say for example, see like Rooney's bicycle kick, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a bit of talent. That's sick.
Mental.
If you obviously watched a AI video and someone's done a double backflip, obviously we know it's fake, but if someone's young that's watching that, and it becomes more and more saturated that all these mad things that we're seeing humans doing, but it looks like real life, it's just going to make us think everything's AI.
Everything's AI.
You're not going to believe nothing. Oh, now, if someone could be really talented, that's AI.
But that's exactly that's AI. What's happening right now at the moment anyway. But they've got AI artists.
It's fucked.
On Spotify.
It's
like,
fucked.
Bro, there's a guy, well, there's more than one. You ever, well, we know about, have you ever heard that song? I think I was let me go.
Of course.
But that's AI.
Is it?
Yeah. And then the original version of it, they used an AI that was too close to Georgia Smith's voice.
I thought it was Georgia Smith.
No. It's not Georgia Smith, it's AI. So what had to happen was they got took to court. They had to rip that version down. There's the version that we all hear now is different. It's not Georgia Smith. It's different AI.
I did not know that.
That is AI. That is an AI song.
That's fucked.
And it hit the charts, bro.
That's mental. AI. I thought it was a real person.
Nah, bro. That is AI, Johnny Brown.
It's going to ruin the world, isn't it?
That's so mad.
All natural talent is going to go out the window.
Now, you could... Bro, now, you could just make... Like, I've got a thing on my computer. I can make a full song AI. Well, I don't have to sing a note.
Why ain't you?
I just think... I don't like it.
No, I don't actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's getting number one in the charts, don't he care?
Probably not.
You know, like, what I mean?
If I... Because I tried it.
Who did they take to court? ChatGPT. AI lawyer, innit?
There's a. Do you know what I mean? It's actually so. No, it's gonna be the creator of the song, but bro, it's so easy to do. Like, I can type shit in, and it spits me out a song in 20 seconds.
Mental.
I'm not gonna tell anyone what it is because I don't want to take my ideas on that. I'll show you it one day. It's actually very,
that's
very
mad
good.
Though. That is fucking that crazy.
That is so good, bro. That's it's crazy. So good. I pay for it monthly. I can't stop paying for it now.
Really?
So
you are using it then?
I use it for ideas. Mm. So say, for example, what I can do is, like, you see when I'm making songs, I throw it into the AI and I tell it, like, sing this in this way, whatever not. Sometimes it spits me out different melodies and I'm like, ooh, that's nice. Put it into Logic, use it, bro. It's so good. It's so good. Like, and it's scary how good it is. It can make it sound, I can clone my own voice. On a Drake song.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Mental, like,
it's dangerous.
It's too scary.
Especially the deep fakes.
I can do anything.
Some of them deep, like, thing is, I would think, like, oh, no one would really fall for it, but I have some of my pals that will send me something and be like, that's fucked. And be like, that's AI.
That's AI.
Like, is it? And I have to second look at it.
Yeah.
So how have you not clocked that?
I've been caught one time. Genuinely, I got caught once.
I don't think I have.
One time.
I can tell.
And I think it was because I was just scrolling. But Kenny was talking about this actor, and I sent a picture of the actor to Kenny's TikTok, and I was like, oh yeah, this is her, whatever, not blah, blah, blah. And he was like, bro, that's AI. And I looked again, I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh fuck.
Kind of like some of the fake, you know, like the fake girls on Insta.
It was that pretty much, it was pretty
they look,
much
they look,
that
like they
with,
don't.
With
they,
her face
I can always, t- I've never been fooled by them. You can always tell the AI.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah,
eyes,
no,
it's, and it's the, it's,
it's just the movement. It's not as fluid as like a. It's a bit.
But
to be fair, it's a bit more fluid than a human's. It's hasn't got much error.
Human error. And the eyes as well. But like, that fools people all the time. I've seen like a couple of my pals like a picture of a girl who I know's, that's AI.
Oh my God, you're joking.
Swear down. I've seen them like an AI girl and I'm thinking, do you not know?
No, my, I'll
put
notice.
Like DMing you and telling you like, mate.
My sister has one. Like my sister.
That's down and out, isn't it? Like, she, being caught up in the likes of an AI girl.
Oh, bro.
You have
me
cunt
one.
Written on your head. You probably deposit in the OnlyFans.
But you know,
as well.
You know what it is? You know,
for some crusty bread that's eating all your dough.
You know what? My sister sent me one of this lighty. Brother, I've got to find it for you and I'll show it to you. I'm going to even put it up on the screen.
Oh,
if
there's
I do
men
find
ones
it.
As well.
No. It's a girl. But she was showing me it. I don't know about the men's side. I ain't gone there yet.
No, neither. I don't think that's an industry for. Is it?
What, for that stuff? 100%.
Yeah, but I think men are more seedy than
women. Men are way more seedy. And I think it's like, bro, do you know what I do sometimes? I'll be scrolling on Gram. Like, obviously, I don't know why. Oh, hold on, my sister's answering me. I'll show you in a minute. But like, you know when you go on here, that explore page, you see like a random.
Yeah.
Like one of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at the comments and it just kills me, bro.
Oh yeah, people are just bare thirsty, bruv.
Nice lady, wow, nice outfit. Don't even know who this is. Do you know what I mean? Some of them comment some crazy shit. You can tell they've just got he's got a wife and kids.
Yeah, 100%.
Wife and kids. You just think, oh my God.
Doesn't even realize they're not real, innit?
You just think, what is going on? crazy. I'm gonna ask my sister, do you remember that, do you remember that light skinned girl that you showed me? That's AI, Ashley. I can lie to you, she's AI, you showed me her Instagram. Do you have it? Yeah, I'm gonna ask her. Oh, bro, it's that bad though, Johnny.
No, some of them are very realistic.
Too realistic. And I remember when I was running around with Lauren Alexis, she was showing me the deeper, darker, like, types of shit. Like, there was a whole AI for Down syndromes.
Yeah, I've seen that. There was that one video that was going about, wasn't it? When it was like they're kind of like making it, trying to make it sexual.
Yeah. And there's a whole world of it where people are loving it off, bro. And then now there's like a filter that they're putting on normal girls, making themselves Down syndrome.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. That's what I've seen.
Oh, yeah. And I'm thinking, and then when you look at the comments, it's genuinely a kink for some people.
Yeah, I know.
I think, oh my God.
Mental.
Like, not to say nothing against Down
syndrome. No, it's good for them. Apparently they love sex, you know. I don't want to just stereotype, but I think this is a story I got told. So if this is wrong, don't shoot the messenger. But, so, someone I knew's dad, yeah, was a firefighter.
Mm.
And he was basically got called to a care home. Remember, this isn't coming out of my mouth. Well, it is, but I've just been told. It sounds like a bullshit story, so maybe it was. But so he's a firefighter, and he got called to a job, house on fire. It's a care home for special needs.
Mm.
Yeah. He's gone in there. He said, as he's clearing out the rooms, obviously the thing's on fire, everyone's getting evacuated. He's opening like doors to rooms. This is definitely not true now. Now I hear myself saying it.
Go on.
He's opening doors to rooms, and apparently all the Down syndromes are just fucking flames all around.
You're talking shit.
Apparently they're just chopping, getting like, just.
Wait, did you say the house is on fire?
The house is on fire and they're just getting to it, bruv.
Nah, brother, I'll be dead honest. Whoever told you that, he's putting your
that was a grown man that told me that though. Firefighter.
He's chatting so much shit.
Ah. Mate, I done my foot in Thailand. It's still recovered. Yeah, apparently they was just getting busy.
What,
like,
that 20 of them just...
No, not all together. Like, he was opening the rooms, each door, and they were just fucking...
Nah.
I don't know. Nah, all right, mate.
Don't know about that one, Johnny. I'll be honest, I think he's had you there.
Maybe they do. I do think they do have a high sex drive, though. No, because my auntie fucking... she runs a business where she basically... looks after Down syndrome people and takes them on holiday, stuff like that. Basically, she's like a carer, but she owns the company. And for some reason, I feel like a lot of them do love it.
Have I got research?
Well, maybe it's just my brain's been tarnished from that one story.
Dude, I think you have
a higher sex drive.
I'm interested.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
How fucked is that? Bro.
Bruv, that is...
I'm going to put it in the camera.
It'll be on screen right now. That looks so real, bruv. No, okay, so that doesn't...
Yeah, now you can see that's AI, but there's some of the stuff in there. What the hell?
That is so realistic, bruv.
Scary, bruv.
That is so realistic. If that was a picture, you wouldn't be able to tell, bruv.
Do you get what I'm saying?
That is mental, bruv. Made in this. That is mad. That is fucking crazy, bruv. That is crazy, bruv.
I had to find it because I was like, I really didn't want to move on without finding that. That bro is so scary. Higgsfield AI is what makes him. Like, it can make this... It makes ridiculous deepfakes, I can't lie. Scary, bruv.
It's going to take over, boys.
Make money off that. Anyway, new topic.
I was just going to say, where you got any, where tripped? Anywhere tripped?
We're staying in a country this year.
Yeah, I can't lie, I've already got one trip, though.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
When?
You know, I'm going to Jamaica for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, but I don't mind that because that's where man's from and that.
That's why you don't mind.
Give us some of that tourist money, you know what I mean? We're struggling over
there.
Yeah,
mate.
You know what I mean? Go down Montego Bay,
yeah.
Spend some money. Yeah. You know what I mean? Got the all inclusive.
Try not to like open your eyes, just there's just puff in front of you.
Everywhere. Bro, yeah, getting puffed there is easier than breathing. I'll be honest. It's like on the beach, and the thing is, the worst thing about it is you're gonna be all inclusive, right?
I'd be rude not to.
Yeah. So on the beach,
I'm on a hit and miss.
You're in a hotel beach, right? Somehow they still find their way on the beach. The workers are selling it.
I bet it's that proper just skunk.
I don't think it's good, in my opinion, because it looks like bush. Do you know what I mean?
Shit holiday food.
It looks like, bush. Like, whereas, I don't know, to be fair, maybe because I grew up here, I've looked at the loud here, different.
I mean, I ain't seen Jamaica. You would think Jamaican Loud is the TT Frizz, isn't it?
If you go to the actual shop, the weed shop, then yeah. But getting it from a bush, man, nah.
What'd you say about wearing watch out there, don't it?
In the hotel, you can do what you want.
Yeah, but then it's like, I'm para about leaving the kettle in the safe.
Yeah, no, I'd wear it in the hotel. Anyway.
I would like, no, but I mean, like, if I went out the hotel, I wouldn't wear it out the hotel.
I wouldn't wear it out the hotel.
So I'm saying, but I wouldn't want to leave it in the safe because I don't trust people. And I think sometimes, like, what's it to a maid?
Yeah, I know. She's,
you never know, innit? You never know. Why should you,
like, that's
why
a huge come up.
Yeah.
Huge come up.
You know what I mean? So it's, I was even dreaming about it the other day. I was thinking, oh, bruv, when I go, should I bring, when I, what, should I wear a watch? And I was just thinking about putting, I was checking the memory card and the battery life on the fucking, on my camera, the DJI. Mm. So I could just have it rolling in the room when I'm not there.
The whole time.
It's just pointless though, innit? That's just double power.
It's too power.
It's not going to happen.
Why don't
even,
you just
really
not take it?
Because
you kind of have it for the
things,
though,
isn't it? We live,
you know,
in,
I mean?
Because you should be able to want to wear stuff that you've bought.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, just not how things go. It's not how things go. There's horrible people.
Yeah,
out
that
there.
Is actually dark. I'm suggesting don't take it, but really and truly, you paid for it. You should be able to want to take it wherever you want to. And you're going on holiday. You want to look nice.
Yeah,
you have
of course.
Your little watch,
it finish,
you know,
it goes
watch
with the
on the wrist.
Goes
on
the fit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
So I understand that. But personally, I'd say, I don't know of any stories like that, to be fair, especially in like Ryu Hotel.
I mean, London's just as bad. I wouldn't wear Central. I wouldn't wear it from going out for food. I barely even wear kettles in England.
Because you're scared that you'll get sucked.
It's just, yeah, cool. I'll just do the, like, go for insurance if it did get licked. And if someone come up to me with, if you ain't got nothing on you, I don't know if I'm giving you it. But if you've got something on you.
Oh, I take it.
Yeah, I take it. Just take it, bro. I'll just get back on insurance. It's not that deep. It saves me getting stabbed, innit?
100%. Nothing's worth that.
But
bro.
It shouldn't have to be that. I shouldn't have to think, ooh, should I wear it here? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's true. So even when you go like UAE and that, you can...
Oh yeah, Dubai, you can wear it. Yeah, yeah. Without
anywhere.
Doubt. Yeah.
Wear it on your pinky and swing it around.
Word.
Leave it and go shop, come back.
Word.
You actually can't.
Mental.
It's mad how that works though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not because it's such a safe country, it's because the punishment is so bad.
So bad.
And they make it long for you, innit? They'll just make it long for you. Like they'll make it so you can't leave the country. They'll fucking impound your stuff. Like they're fucking, they'll put you on lockdown, I reckon. If you was wanted in Dubai, I reckon you'd be on lockdown.
Yeah, you've seen all the stories. You want to see that story about that kid that got, oh my God, did he die?
Who?
He did die, you know.
Who?
He died later on.
Who?
Hopefully I'm right about this and I'm not just talking nonsense to you lot, but there was, did you ever see that that story with the girl and the little girl and little boy, Young G's, and they went to Dubai together for a holiday.
Young G's, how young are we talking?
Probably like 19, 20.
No, so they're adults, yeah.
The adults. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe one of them was just turning 16 and one was like 19 or something like that. One of the two, yeah? And they went to Dubai.
Mm.
And they clarted in Dubai, right? Then the girl came home and the guy got back.
I may have heard this, yeah.
Because he clarted an underage, technically underage girl without consent or something like that. I don't
know. No, it wasn't because they weren't married. Wasn't this back in the times when Dubai was stricter?
No, but
because you used to not be able to hold hands in public.
This wasn't even that long ago. Should I just ask ChatGPT? Chat, what was that story of the geezer that
chat, you know,
brother that went Dubai, the guy that went Dubai with his girl, and
that's his boy,
and they had sex in Dubai, and the girl came back, but the guy got arrested for it. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm sure he died as well. He got back in the country and he died from a car crash or something like that.
Mad.
He just had hard luck the last couple of years. Okay. Right. Well, guess what? As soon as it started showing me, it says this content may violate our terms of use policy. Took it away.
You know, you should actually use Grok.
Yeah, because it tells you it's just too, it does anything.
Does anything. You can ask Grok, how do I cook crack? And it will tell you.
Don't do it, guys.
No, obviously don't do it, because then your fucking search history will be flames.
Yeah, don't do it. Honestly.
You'll have Obbo fucking kicking out your door, mate.
But Grok's like, was that part of Elon Musk's like freedom of speech vibes?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You can actually ask it anything. Like anything. and it will just tell you the answer. Bruv, I thought, I mean, this is a skit video that's coming out and you ain't gonna see it yet, but even for a skit, yeah? So one of the characters is basically fucking in a relationship with AI, and on Grok, if you pay for it, you can tell it to speak to you, say anything in any accent, in any voice. Like, I was saying, do a New York female voice and fucking talk dirty to me. It's like, come from me, come to me.
No
like,
way.
I swear to God, talking to you and that. And I'm like, ah! Obviously the character, innit? But like, you can get it to do anything, bruv. And I'm not being funny yet, obviously, I'm not into that shit. But like, I could see how, if you was fucking, like, had headphones on in a dark room, you could probably nosh one out to that.
I don't know about that, Johnny.
Some people definitely could. You ain't like...
I don't know about that.
Like, probably it replicates a human voice.
I hear it, but...
People, like, them like people that are proper like introverts and like, you know, the ones that are on the computers, drinking Monster and Doritos 24s, like, they're going to have a good time with their fucking fleshlight.
Yeah,
fleshlight on, headphones on. Yeah, baby.
Just VR. Just
dick for me.
VR. Oh, VR. Broke on it.
VAR. Offside.
I'm telling you.
Well off.
VR with Grok on it, bro.
I can't lie. Imagine the obviously, we're not trying to judge people on what they do. You do what you like. But I mean, imagine a post nut curry after doing that. Ark.
Just taking it all off and just be like.
Oh! Rinsing it out.
Yeah.
Fuck. There's definitely some geezers that just do it. Oh, they go to bed and just chuck it on the floor. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's making me sick, bro.
Ooh.
Wait. Just, oh, Johnny, what, the fleshlight just...
Oh, just bare virgin juice in there.
And then just roll over and sleep. Wake up and do it again. As soon as you get up in
cock
the morning.
Honking. Wake up is absolutely booting. Thinking you've eaten Gorgonzola or something.
Is it cock honking?
Absolutely honking, isn't it?
Hey. But there are them people though. You're right though. It's the proper introverts. I couldn't see myself.
I can't lie. I'm gonna say my opinion. I can't lie. I think that's fucking weird. It is. Like, mate. Like, fair enough.
You're offended a group of massive group of people right now.
I'm trying to motivate you. I'm saying it in a positive. Like, go socialize with a real human being.
Go and touch some grass, big man. Yeah. Trust me. I promise.
Go touch some grass. Make sure there's grass there as well, because otherwise you get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no grass there. Don't pay. Yeah,
please, go. Please, for fuck's sake. Please, bruv. This is what I was, do you know what I was thinking the other day? I don't want to go too much into it because I actually respect the girl so much and I got the mad love for her, but I used to see this girl. It was the one that I was talking about. I can bleep this bit, but you know that...
Yeah.
I don't even... Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. Seeing this girl and she had like... She had high expectations of what she wanted in a man. And that's completely fine.
Completely fine.
Will never ever like say, I'll never ever dispute that. And be like, well, you should need to lower your expectations. No, keep them high, because whether you were raised like that or whatever, that's you. Carry on. But what I found was, what the fuck do you do?
I know.
What the fuck do you do?
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Because more time is the one moaning about it. They don't do nothing.
Bruv,
like, you don't
what
bring
do
nothing
you do, fam? Like...
Because they've been brainwashed into... It associates with the thing, they've been brainwashed to think that they are just a prize when both people have to make an effort. Both people have to make an effort. And I do think it is like some kind of... It's kind of like yin and yang. Masculinity and is it femininity? Is that even a word?
Femininity.
Is that a word?
We're going to make ourselves sound so dumb.
Masculine and feminine. them traits bond so well together, I feel like. For example, yeah. I do get it. If I've been out and, I mean, I don't work one of these jobs. That's not what I do. But if I worked a job where I had to be physical or whatever, and I've been out grafting all day, and I'm paying for my woman, paying for everything we do, we go out having meals, this, that, the other, the best way to my heart would be say, I come home, I'm looked after. So I'm getting food cooked for me, I'm getting like basically taken care of. Like, I take care of you in that sense, you're the I protect you, I provide for you, and you just make sure that the fucking...
I'm good.
The the main, the house is intact. The woman is the foundation. A good woman is a foundation to any marriage or anything, any relationship. A good woman is the foundation to it.
I hear it. And do you know what? As a, fuck, so there's so much I can dive into, but I'll try to get into it in a way where I'm not going to sound like I'm just ranting and I'm just being a prick and whatever not, yeah? But as a man, right? Like, this is me genuinely tapping in. No character vibes in that. I feel like as a man, every single day, you get judged in a lot of ways. As a man, your financial status, the way you look,
yeah,
the way your body, like, yeah, how just, strong are yeah, you, whatever yeah, not. Yeah. A woman, what a good woman could do for you there, in, especially with like her maintaining a good household, is like, or when you come home, you get to take that armor of a man off pretty much and be like,
when you like a girl, you become, your inner child comes out.
Your inner child comes out. You can take all of that shit off and be like, and you know she's good around you. Like, is it safe here to take my shit off, my armor off, and be a kid here? And she's got it. She's looking after shit. She's got the house locked down. She's cooked for you. Everything's good.
And how nice is that?
It's fucking perfect. And you know what it makes you want to do?
That's how it works.
All it makes you want to do is get up the next fucking day and put in another hard graft.
Or look, I get a buzz. Like, oh, fuck it, I'll say it. I'm at the game now, innit?
Yeah, good man.
It's been a long time, 6 years, I'm at the game. There's me at the game. Go, yeah. And one of the most attractive things about this girl is the fact that she just ticks boxes. Like, she is very feminine. She is very feminine. I want to be looked after like that.
Just
the way that I will always protect her and provide for her. And that's how it should work.
Yeah, it should work like, that way.
I seriously wonder, these girls that are just outside, pink whips, fucking different geezers table, like just doing the mad thing. And you can do what you want in it, because at the end of the day, it's your life and I'm not judging you for you. I'm just saying, in regards, when it's come to me personally of selecting a partner who I want to be with for life, I'll be real, men are going to go for women that ain't doing that. I mean, there's some men that don't give a shit, but I just, from a broad perspective, if we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, it's always the men fighting for the women.
Yeah.
And you're going to always fight for the best woman. The woman has the pick of the bunch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we always have to, we want to select.
The right one.
The right one. You don't want to fucking, I don't know, go into it too much, but.
I'm just saying,
if it's a lovely feeling to me, because she compliments me in a way that I compliment her, but it's different ways.
You both receive it.
It works, bruv.
It's a perfect dynamic. Yeah. Don't break it. It's never been broken.
You feel, all you want as a man is to feel appreciated by your girl.
Yeah.
Feel appreciated. This girl always tells me, thank you, I love everything, I appreciate you do everything you do for me. I think, I ain't even doing a lot. But it's just basic thing, I want to do it. And because I know you're appreciative.
I'm telling you, it's appreciative, bro.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Sounds weird saying
No, you've got it right.
It's like remote control, that sounds weird, doesn't it? Remote control, who named it that? Past the remote control.
What the fuck, Johnny?
Nah, that's such a weird
it's
word.
Just remote control. Carry on with what you're saying. But she's appreciative, right?
And it makes me want to do it more. You don't need one of these guys that, no, like, my man should do this for me. Right. He don't even earn 100K a month.
I was literally going to say,
shut up, what the fuck do you bring to the table?
you have them girls, I call them the as you should girls.
No,
the as you should girls.
Yeah, and entitled to everything, contribute nothing.
Yeah, as you should.
Them type of people.
My man done this as he should.
Yeah.
As you, there's a brother, I don't like that shit, bro.
And it's always the people like on social media are in happy relationships, and it's always the single people in the comments drawing them out for.
Yeah.
It's always the people that are fucking unhappy.
What? Do you know what I mean? Fuck this guy and his loving girlfriend. Fuck them.
What?
In a happy relationship. It's wrong.
Yeah, I would never bring mine to light. I think we're going to end it off here, boys and girls. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Please give us a like if you have. Subscribe today if you are new. This is season 2 of the Good Enough Podcast. Let us know in the comments some people that you'd like to get us on. You know, we've tried to get a few guests on, but a lot of people in this industry have a very busy schedule and it's trying to line up with our schedule.
Yeah.
But let us know who you'd want to get on.
100%. Another random episode today. but
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Love.
Take care.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save big.
A colossal monster tearing through the streets. A city in ruins. Nowhere to hide. Until he finds a way out behind the wheel of the all-electric Toyota CHR. Instant torque, getaway handling, and immeasurable wow factor. John Cho stars in Escape. Experience the thrill. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.